This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A memorial for the victims of yesterday's shooting in Boulder has taken root outside a fence that now surrounds the store. CU music student Lewis Saxton was inside the King's Super before the shooting, and he came back today to play his cello.
I feel like everybody is feeling emotionally wrecked right now. And I think that one of the most healing things in this world is music.
People have left flowers and signs along the fence as FBI and other authorities investigate the attack. Ellie in Icahn came to remember Terry Liker, who was killed during the shooting.
It's really nice to just be able to bring flowers, even though it's a small thing, but just showing people that we are a community and that we're all supporting each other means a lot. So I'm really happy that we were able to come here today.
And President Biden is praising the bravery of police officer Eric Talley.
He thought he'd be coming home to his family and his seven children. But when the moment to act came, Officer Talley did not hesitate in his duty, making the ultimate sacrifice in his effort to save lives. That's a definition of an American hero.
President Joe Biden. Denver tonight will likely see snow. Colorado Springs and Pueblo will likely see snow showers, and it will be windy. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio News.